Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Mikey and Rin stay in.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys. Welcome to Mikey and Rin Stay In. I'm Mikey.
And I'm Rin.
How are you tonight?
Doing okay.
Okay.
We are en fuego here.
We are en fuego.
In Oregon.
Yeah.
And it's super smoky in Portland.
We have the worst. I don't know if it's Oregon or Portland in particular.
Portland was on the list.
Yeah. Of the worst air quality in the world. You probably have seen that. Over 1 million acres have burned, and it's the city is super weird. Our neighborhood, it looks like a layer of London fog.
Yeah, sure.
Cheerio. But actually, fuck off.
Yeah, it's not very cheery.
It's the worst. Like, fortunately, our house we put in when we moved into the house, actually, that was maybe not the worst fire season before this, but it was a bad summer of fires, mm-hmm. And we moved in the middle of, like, it was 100 degrees, crazy smoke. And, like, one of the first things we did in our house was, like, put in all new windows.
Yeah.
Boy, that's me.
Taking care of our future selves.
Yeah.
Like nothing else. Huh?
Made such a big difference. I mean, the fact that we have a tight house is great because otherwise, I mean, I just know people that are, like, sitting in their houses in smoke.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, they can see smoke in their house. And that's just, oh, my God. And then, you know, not to say, and what? How do you say that? To say nothing of the people who've lost their homes.
Sure.
It's crazy. So we're sending out lots of love to people, yes. Trying to keep our lungs healthy.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Doing that a lot.
Yeah. I did go out a bunch yesterday. I worked at my two different offices and, maybe feeling like, I don't know if that was the best idea.
Yeah. Emphysema, you have like that Jamie Presley voice now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, raspy and sexy.
Totally. Well, one thing that we're doing that we can smell right now, which smells so good, is we've got a pot on the stove. And in our backyard, we've got some rosemary, lavender, sage. And
is it eucalyptus? What's the thing that I cut?
That is eucalyptus.
Yeah, it is eucalyptus. Yeah. It's awesome.
And so we put it in a pot, put a bunch of water brought it to a boil. Sorry. That's going to be happening.
I know. I think it is. Oh, you aren't sounding great. Sorry.
Just wow, being you real. Do look tired.
Yeah, no, fucking no, sorry. It totally was that.
And brought it to a boil, and now it's just been on a simmer for, I don't know, several hours.
Yeah.
And it smells so good. It's like kind of humidifying and diffusing these really beautiful oils of these plants.
Yeah, it's lovely.
All of which are really supportive.
Yep.
To the respiratory system. Mm. So that's something cool.
That is something really cool. I know. I saw that. It was one of those things that just people have been posting about. And, you know, who knows how it's like. They're saying it's a air purification thing. And I'm like, I mean, yeah. I don't know how much it's actually like sucking smoke out of the air, but it's making the air smell delicious.
Totally.
Yeah. And I love it. I mean, it smells like there's like a lemon balmy tea or something brewing in our house constantly. So I love that. And we have an exorbitant amount of all those herbs in our yard.
Totally. Yeah.
And so I'm like, we don't dry them really or make tea out of them. And so why not just cut a bunch, put them in here. It's great. Yeah. We also just, we haven't worked out for the last couple of days because we haven't been wanting to breathe heavily. And we almost were about to tear each other's eyes out today because we're like, oh my God, I've got so much excess energy.
I don't know if we've mentioned this before about ourselves, but Mikey and I have to get the Wiggles out. So basically if we have a couple days of, you know, super chill, restful days or just days where we're at work all day, we start to want to claw each other's eyeballs out.
Well, and mine is a gift from my father, who my dad takes 19 walks a day. And I shouldn't say that that's just what he does, but he goes mountain biking, then plays tennis, then asks you to do 8 walks when you're visiting. And you're welcome, Dad. And but I definitely have that, and it's like, you know, even when we're
where does mine come from?
I don't know. I just think you're like Jack O'Lane reincarnated if he's not dead, if he is dead. Well, because we'll be on vacation.
I really want Jack O'Lane to be living inside my soul.
Oh God, that'd be great. One arm push ups on your lungs.
God. Just...
but it's like we'll be in Jamaica, like we'll be on like a beach vacation where like we'd be like, we should be getting drinks and reading books at most all day, you know? But Rennie and I, like, we got to wake up and like go for a beach run and then go to the gym and whatever. And you would think like Rennie is in like superb shape. Like people like are like, oh my God, she's the most in shape woman I've ever seen. I am in shape, but like George Carlin said, shape of a pear. That's a shape. I don't look like I exercise. I look like I eat pizza.
That's not true.
Whatever. I look like I eat pizza and masturbate all day long. That's my only form of exercise, I think most people think.
Well, I'm also much more restrictive with diet, and you're not. I mean,
I think that's the understatement of 2020 and the century around it. I yesterday had, while working from home, I had 2 packages of dry ramen.
Just the ramen?
Oh, yeah.
You just crunched on
just
the ramen.
Eat. It's so good. It's like my favorite snack.
Did you dip it in the flavor pack? No.
No, no, no. I like it just raw dog.
Wow.
And then I had so many other things. I can't even count them.
Yeah.
I had space ice cream.
Muffaletta.
Yeah. I had cookies. It was like insane.
Yeah, you really did it up. Well, it is an eat your feelings kind of time, isn't it,
Mike? Yeah. We talk about eat your feelings. 2020 is... Eat the feeling year.
Yes.
It's like there should be a calendar. Every single day should have an advent little box underneath it that's got fucking Doritos inside, pizza, ice cream, whatever your thing is. Just yum.
I know. God, it's so true.
Fuck 2020.
Yeah, it can fuck right the fuck off.
My like most zen, chill, go with the flow yogi friends are like, 2020 can eat a fat dick. Like, yeah, it sucks.
Well, and with the... basically entire West Coast on fire.
Mm.
It feels, fires are really claustrophobic, right? I mean, that's also the understatement of the century.
Right.
But it's because Mikey and I were thinking, oh boy, should we get out of here? But where are we going to go?
Well, and that would normally be like, you just go away from the fire.
Yeah.
But the entire West Coast is on fire or getting the smoke from this. The closest place that we were really, really going to be able to go with no smoke was like Montana or Utah.
Right.
Like it was going to be like a 12-hour drive.
Right. Because remember how we can't get on a plane right now because I know of COVID.
Flights to Denver were like $100 and I was like, oh my God, let's go. And then I was like, great, COVID, and we're doing IVF. So we like, yeah. Did we sign a thing
saying? Oh yeah, yeah. They had a whole COVID waiver where, you know, basically they just said you won't travel during the time that you're undergoing this procedure.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. Well, because we're not like, I don't go in and actively get a COVID test. You know, they do the screen, they take right. the temperature, but I think they're just kind of relying on people. And
you what know, if you're asymptomatic though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all, I don't know, you've got to suspend a lot right now.
Well, of course you do. Human. I mean, I was just like, I was, you know, there's part of me that sometimes blames Portland for some of the things that are like going on in the world and in our life. You know, I'm like, since we moved to Portland, like Trump got elected, COVID happened, you know, like all these different, we had a, you know, miscarriage, like there's, we've been going through IVF, which has been harder than we thought. And like all these things. And no, it's just like, this is just life. Yeah. Wherever we were, it would be the thing. But yeah, there is just so much happening in the world. And I can't imagine, oh, I don't know. I just feel for people so hard that have been like devastated, but like lost right. homes, lost jobs, lost family, any of those things. It just must feel like such an enormous punch to the psyche or punch to the gut. You yeah. know, it's, yeah. oof.
Yeah.
We all need to find a way, like 2021, I don't know. I'm so nervous about the, and then the fucking election. Like Trump might get reelected this year. Ah! So, like, if Trump doesn't get reelected and there isn't an actual civil war or whatever, 2021, like, everybody takes the year off from work and we just do it. Right. Whatever that means. Just, like, right. fucking live.
Yeah. Responsibly and while taking care of the planet, maybe.
Oh, yes. That part. Sure, sure.
And each other.
Yeah, but, like.
Because I think that's a part of what has gotten us here, hasn't it?
Right. No, that's, yeah. Selfishness.
Well, so, you know, it's a such a funny time. Mikey and I had actually, we made a little plan for
we
today,
did.
Which is not always the case with us. We fly by the seat of our butt.
We
holes a lot.
The seat of your pants.
Yeah.
That's the sitting, the sitting area of your pants, the back that's pockets. Right. That's the seat.
That's the seat.
I would love to talk to a, like a jean or a pant expert, like, uh-huh. and learn what all the different parts of a pant are called, because they probably all have like, but the fly area,
oh yeah,
probably has such a good name. Like, what's the name of that little door, little jean door over the zipper?
Definitely. And is it different for different genitalia down there?
Sure.
Do they call it different things?
Oh God, it's probably great.
Yeah.
We if you are a jean or pant expert, just call us up. It's 1-420-6969. I didn't put enough numbers in there.
You sure did. Who is dials that, numbers?
Is there a country code? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so our theme for today was we were going to do the top, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Eight.
Five, 8. We're going to do the top 8
yeah.
things that we wish we had known going into IVF.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
You sure did.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we're just at a point now where we're, you know, getting pretty geared up for an embryo transfer. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, there'll be no more pushing it out. But we know a fair amount of people that have reached out that are embarking on their IVF journeys as totally. Well. And we had the benefit of being able to talk to Tavia and Sasha and
other friends in our lives that have gone through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So it's been, you know, we felt, I don't know, perhaps more prepared than most. And yet still, there were some curveballs for sure.
Totally.
That, I don't know, would it have been better to know ahead of time? Maybe.
Sure.
And so, yeah, we thought we'd just kind of,
yeah, bang through
rattle eight. Off our list.
Totally. And maybe before we get into it, why don't we just give everybody an update of where we're at?
Sure.
So we're in the waiting period right now. Did we talk about last episode?
Yeah. So we talked about what happened last episode.
Things got bumped back to October 14th.
Mm-hmm. And so I had to do a trigger shot, which is basically I had to do it at the egg retrieval time, around egg retrieval right. time as well. And so trigger shots will trigger ovulation. And then during an egg retrieval, you then take a like suppressant to to make sure that it doesn't happen, because then they want to, they just want full control
sure. over your But that's ovaries. What the Ganirelix was anyways, right?
No.
Is it not?
No.
I thought it was to
because the Ganirelix I took before the trigger shot.
I know, because I looked up Ganirelix and it was like to stifle ovulation. Mm. I don't know. It's weird. Okay, anyways. Mm-hmm. We'll look into that. Not professionals.
Well, the way that they explained it to me was you're taking the Ganirelix for 5 days to, I don't want to say ensure, because there's nothing sure about IVF.
Yeah, right?
But to hedge your bets that you won't develop another cyst, because that was a big part of the problem for this transfer that was upcoming. And you know what? Let me just say something. The universe was looking out, because Oregon right now is totally on fire.
Right.
Air quality is so terrible.
Barf.
And I was meant to go in Wednesday.
Right. I know. That's
transfer.
Yep. Right? That's true.
I would have been a nervous mess.
I know.
I would have been a puddle. Yep. I just know it.
Mm-hmm. We need some puddles right now.
I know. God.
So Ganirelix, they're saying sex hormone suppression. It can prevent premature ovulation in women undergoing infertility treatment. Mm. That's the description. Gonadotropin releasing hormone antagonist.
Mm-hmm.
God, I want that to be my like bio.
I'll put it on your gravestone, maybe.
Hormone antagonist. Yeah, but I mean, and it's tell me this. I haven't asked you about this. Why was there any thought that they would go in and harvest that follicle that grew, that one that grew to 12? No.
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, I was going to say, like, oh, that's another one. Do we want that? No. No.
No, I mean, we already got them. So, you know, I wasn't taking any of the drugs to support, healthy egg growth.
Right, that's true.
And so if they went in, you know, what would they do with that one little egg?
Right, no, that's true.
It's
okay.
Kind of, I'll wash.
Sure. So, yeah, so we're basically, you know, Rinny is doing, took the trigger shot, took the Ganirelix, and then we've got almost a month basically until we're going to do the frozen embryo transfer, the FET, as I keep seeing, the FET, the Boba FET, the baby FET.
Yeah, and in the meanwhile, I'll be going in to the clinic frequently. So my first appointment is Thursday, and they're going to do an ultrasound and a blood draw. Hopefully things look good, estrogen is lower, and if that's the case, then I'll start estrogen injections on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I hope so.
We'll see. It's going to be great.
Yeah, totally.
We're going to crush. This is all, and the I think we mentioned this last time, but silver lining, the baby's due date will be right around Corinne's birthday if this transfer works. So it'll be right around the beginning of July. So if you guys have the same birthday, oh my God, it's the 4th of July, by the way, is Corinne's birthday. Fireworks and a baby.
Oh my God, and two cancers in the house.
Happy birthday, America.
For you.
I don't care about all that. I love it. If I married you all.
You do. You do like an emoter. And so.
Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about signs and stuff, but whatever you are, I like it.
Emotive homebody.
Great. I want the emotive. Don't really want the homebody. Yeah. I want someone who's down to socialize with me. Okay, so let's do...
Top eight.
Do you want to like go one to one? Why don't I do the first one, you do the second one?
Yeah.
I'll do like that? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll just mention them.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one, waiting.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about this on the show, but I think when I thought of IVF, and I think when people think about IVF, they think about the shots, and they think about the expense, and they think about like doctor's visits and stuff. And actually, like, well, first, like the way we did it, pay all the money up front, basically.
Yep.
you know, you do the shots when you do the shots, you do the visits when you do the visits, but there's so much time in between.
Vast amounts.
Huge
of time.
Oceans of time. And then if something fucks up, we'll talk about this a little bit more later, but if there's a fuck up, it's a month.
Right.
Automatically. It's like, oops, didn't work this round, so we'll hit it on the next time the bus comes around, which is 30 fucking days from now. Right. Yeah, so right. The waiting has been, especially for overthinkers like us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because you're already in a state of stress and anxiety and just wanting it to happen already. And I think what happened this past month threw me back into the kind of 2-week wait situation. Mm. So, you know, a lot of you that have been trying to conceive, you know, that period where it's like you did all the things, you had so much sex. It was, you're like, oh my God, I think it happened this time. Oh my God, I feel great. And then you're not pregnant. And yeah. This, you know, and then it's rinse, wash, repeat. Right. And so it felt a little bit like that. Mm.
Yep.
This time. And so, yeah. So I think for people, especially that have gotten really accustomed to waiting and then hearing bad news and then mm-hmm. having to wait again, it does bring some stuff up.
Yeah. It's a little PTSD. Yeah. I mean, and I just, when Rinny, you know, we're trying for 2.5 years, a little more than that, somewhere around there.
More than that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, and in that time, Corinne had one pregnancy. And so all the other times were negative. And so at the beginning, it was like she would take the pregnancy test and we'd kind of do it together.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, like I would end up, I knew about when she would be getting her period. But then I would like look in the trash can, I'd see a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And I would just know and I wouldn't say anything because I was like, oh, fuck. And dark days.
Yeah.
It's not fun, dude. And especially like, you know, when you're kind of, we had a lot of friends in our world who we love dearly, who were having kids pretty easily.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you're watching all of the, you've pulled a hammy and you're watching all the Olympians run past you. You were in first place. Yeah. So yeah, the waiting is the hardest part. Is that a song? Is that Tom Petty?
The waiting is the hardest part. Yeah.
Is it TP?
It's TP free. Oh,
TP free.
Yeah. So I think really finding a, you know, kind of way to meditate in that or whatever your solace is. Because you do have to find something. Because it does, God, infertility and IVF has a way of just like creeping into every cell.
Yeah.
Of your body. Well, and especially if you're the person that's the kind of quote unquote infertile or fertily challenged, it's just a constant reminder of like your body doesn't work right.
Mm-hmm.
Or as our RE said last week, your ovaries are just stubborn.
Right.
Or a couple weeks ago.
Well, and it's, yeah. And then it's, you know, for the other partner, it's difficult too because it's been difficult for me, I will say, is because I'm a task person.
Right.
I like to have something to do to be proactive and pragmatic. And like, you know, the waiting for me was like, what's the thing that I can find to do this? And it was like a lot of exercise, but it was also like, where's there a good porch for a beer?
Totally. Totally.
So, yeah. All right. Number two.
Yeah, let's do number two. I'm going
to. Jump where do you want to?
So I think going in, I understood that there was going to be a lot of hormones. That's what I had in my head.
Mm.
And there are a lot of hormone injections that you'll be doing to, you know, control your cycle, to trigger ovulation, to suppress it, to do the egg retrieval. But there's a shit ton of other drugs that you're taking as well.
Boy.
So there's antibiotics that you're taking, and there's different kinds of steroids that you're taking.
The antibiotics was the one thing that both of us were taking.
Yeah, totally.
And it was like a, what was it called again? It's a wiper. It's like a scorched earth
gut bomb
thing. Just like,
I know, I can't
blows
remember.
You apart. It's standard, whatever it is. It's the one.
But yeah, I was not anticipating that. And, you know, I've... I've had to not do any research on the drugs. I've really made it a point to kind of not look at what they do. That's just what works for me because I will go down a rabbit hole and decide that I'm going to have cancer when I'm 50 because of all these shots that I've been doing. So, so for me, it's been actually really nice to be able to kind of distance myself from that.
Mm. Because Corinne won't take like an Advil when she has a headache. And like we don't have any fragrances in our house. And like we're boiling fucking herbs on our stove right now.
These phototherapy light patches on my chest right now, right? So it is it's an esoteric kind of household.
Sure, yeah. So the idea of like, hey, just like inject yourself with whatever crazy things, it feels like so foreign to us.
Totally. I've just nodded my head and said yes to it all.
You've been great at that.
But I think that was something that surprised both of us and I don't know, it might have been cool to know going in.
Right.
So you will be taking all the drugs.
All the drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not fun ones necessarily.
Ain't party drugs. No.
Ain't party drugs. Okay, number three. This one is a little bit weird because it's not something that someone could have, excuse me, I'm burping, gross. It's not something that someone could have necessarily told us about, but COVID. Mm-hmm. So because of COVID, I can't go to any of the appointments. So, you know, we picked the place that we picked for a lot of different reasons, but one of them was like that it was this really nice office and it was like a place where we felt really comfortable and whatever. And because we were like, wow, we're going to be spending a lot of time here. And I don't go to any of the appointments. I've been to a couple blood draws, but that's it. And then even when you're there, it's like quickie and out.
Totally.
And not that we want to be hanging out at the clinic, but it's like, it's just I think we're getting a different version of IVF than we would have gotten if COVID didn't exist.
For sure. Yeah. I remember when we first went in to do the sort of informational meeting.
Sure.
And it was like, get some tea, have a cookie, you know?
And we're talking nice cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And nice tea. I was down for like, ooh, I get a weekly cookie at this place. Fuck.
And it's very much not that. And it's so interesting to be in a waiting room with, it's been all women and not very many. And just the distance that we all have to sit from each other. And I think, you know, when you're going through IVF, it can feel sort of isolating anyway. Mm-hmm. And then to have this literal, really intense physical distance from people where they're completely masked up. And I think that COVID has sort of created this atmosphere of not making eye contact with people as much.
Totally.
Right?
Or trying to smize and like not being able to do it correctly.
No, totally. Yeah. And so it creates sort of like an eerie ambiance. It's really strange. And then, you know, to say nothing about how stressed everybody is and you might not be getting good news. And so, yeah, it's been really interesting.
Well, and not like you would necessarily be becoming like best friends with the people that you see in there, but I don't know. I wonder, like, you know, in normal times, if you were like in the waiting room and you saw, oh, like, hey, this is like the third time you've seen that person. Right. And like, maybe, you know, I don't know. There could have been a really cool, there could be some bonding that could happen from this, but it's fucking weird when you go in there and it is like,
right.
I mean, obviously, you know, whatever. And it's, you know, we're obviously talking about this and like, there's, I know we have lots of friends who've had babies during COVID and like have had to be in a hospital having a baby. And that's so weird.
Totally.
So it's
that happens in a, you know, even just a smile and an acknowledgement moment, right? That just isn't happening.
Well, this has been one of the hardest parts for me with COVID. Is I'm the mayor of our neighborhood. Like, I love to talk to everybody, and I love to meet new people. And like, even if I'm like at the supermarket, I love to like smile at people and talk with them about dumb shit. And now it's like, if you talk to someone in the supermarket, it's like you're assaulting them. And like, I had a woman the other day, and we were in the we were looking for canned beans. So we were like in the soup aisle, and we were both assuming like, this is like where beans should be, right? And we had this kind of like funny interaction, and then we ended up finding the beans kind of at the same time. But like, she was very much trying to keep a distance, and I was very much trying to be funny. Mm. And we just, it was a moment that like could have, we could have had a great time together, but like, it was like, ah, okay, I'm just going to grab my fucking beans and then roll out of the store. Get the fuck away from me. I know.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay. Next up. Is that me? No, yeah. You did. I did the last one. I did COVID.
Oh.
Yeah. You can jump up there if you want.
Yeah, I think I want to go here. So this is piggybacking off of our first one.
Yeah.
But this isn't necessarily something that I had anticipated, but that there can be many delays.
Totally.
For many different reasons. I sort of very naively assumed that my body is completely under control of the hormonal puppeteers. And so it's just going to do stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. But actually, my body was like, fuck your hormones. Mm-hmm. I've got my own and I'm going to do what I will with them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think the just being prepared for the conversation of we've got to push it out. Right. Another month.
When I think when I thought of IVF and the things that could come up that were going to skew the path, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's just going to be like that it was an unsuccessful. It didn't implant or whatever.
Yes. Didn't work or the eggs didn't fertilize or we didn't have enough or something like that. Those were the two that I thought of.
Yeah. I was like, it's like extinction level event stuff. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's either going to go perfectly or it's going to go not at all.
Yeah.
But actually there's very many shades of gray.
Yeah.
And that's been weird. I mean, I've said weird so many times, but it's been unexpected. I mean, it's just like,
totally.
Yeah. I've hated that.
Yeah.
For you. Okay. I'm going to do. So, one of the things that I hadn't really realized and I would love if someone had told me was I'm calling it half by half. Is the number drop. So when Rinny did all these things to make her body perfect and make her body want to grow all these follicles and eggs in the follicles and healthy stuff. And so when they harvested them, I always use the word harvest.
Yeah, retrieve.
Retrieve. Yeah. There was 32 of them. Then the next step, there was 20. Mm-hmm. Then there was 16 mm-hmm. that were fertilized. Mm-hmm. Then it was 5. Mm-hmm. Then it was 3 that made it to blastocyst stage. And then those are the guys that are now frozen. Yeah. But it's like we started with 32 and we ended up with 3.
Yeah.
Those are bad odds.
Yeah.
Those are terrifying odds. And like a couple of my friends had told me about their partners or them who had like that. They were basically like each step of the process is divides by half. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oof, it hurt when it happened because I was like, oh, 32, boom, boom, boom. Like,
we fucking egg retrieval.
Won egg retrieval.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just felt like it was just like you won the lottery and then taxes were a motherfucker. Totally. So, yeah, that was definitely one that I was not expecting. And, you know, it would have been cool if someone told me about.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, though, we ended up with 3.
Amazing.
We've had friends who've ended up with 0.
Yeah.
And so we have 3 healthy embryos that are ready to go. And, like, that's a blessing because all you need is 1.
Yep.
As a lot of people have said.
That's so right.
So true.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think another one that, you know, Mikey and I – this was sort of a recent light bulb, mm-hmm. like maybe after the egg retrieval, that you're now, you have these beautiful embryos and your body is like, you know, racked with hormones and just kind of going crazy. And you're, you know, then you're kind of put back on birth control. And then I was, for the past couple weeks, have been off of birth control doing the other shots. But there's like, now you're in the mindset of not getting pregnant naturally, right?
So like,
or not, you know, conceiving by having sex. Let's say that.
Sure. Yeah. So I've had friends ask us if we've been having sex. And I'm like, yeah, totally. And they're like, well, so what's up? Could she get pregnant? And I'm like, she could, and we don't want that to happen.
Right.
And the example that I've been using is it's like we have a pro ball, we have 3 pro pro ball players that have been scouted. And this would be like we're just picking two random people off the street and going, get in there, get in the game.
Well, and it's A, very unlikely, right? Because I haven't gotten, you know, I've had one pregnancy in 2.5 years.
Sure.
And, you know, the thought for me is less about just getting pregnant. It's more about like, oh boy, there's a lot of hormones that my body's working through. Mm. And it just feels really like a strange time to have a positive pregnancy test until like we've done all the prep and the uterine lining is beautiful.
Right.
And like, you know, I don't know. It's such a funny mind game that happens.
Well, when you've spent the last 2.5+ years trying your fucking hardest to have a baby and trying to get pregnant, and then you're like, oop, we don't want to get pregnant now. So we've gone back to like the pull-out method that we were using like when we were pre-wanting a baby time, and it's like, don't recommend that, kids. Wear a Connie.
Yes.
But yeah, but it's funny. Like, we've regressed.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, I've started wearing my hat backwards, and I'm like, what am I doing? What's a cool guy? What's a cool 20-year-old guy thing?
You're like on your skateboard. You're on your one wheel.
Ooh, I'm on my one wheel. Dork. Rin wouldn't let me get one because she was like, you're going to look like a fucking huge dork.
Well, and I feel like I was right. We've seen a fair amount of peeps on their one wheels.
Yeah, it's not the coolest.
It don't look cool, yeah.
Well, but is it because that person's not cool or is it the one wheel's not cool? Because, like, what if...
I think that who's the one coolest wheel person?
If Jason Momoa was driving one of those, is he the coolest? I don't know.
Oh, you drive it now.
I don't
know. Is that what we're
calling
it?
Pilot it.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. It's not cool. All right, do you want me to nail the final one?
Yes.
I mean, so the final one, I thought you should do this one, but that's okay. I'll do it.
That's true. Yeah.
Is what, and I'm just going to give my impression of it.
Sure.
You can give yours. You are an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. Needles are not a big deal to us. Mm-hmm. So the needles and the shots and stuff, like, I've actually kind of thought that's been kind of a minor part of things. Mm-hmm. And in the scheme of things, it's kind of been like... Because of all the waiting and stuff, it's actually been kind of like, ooh, this is something we have control over.
I have a task.
Yeah, exactly. And like it hurts and you get bruised and things like that. But like, I don't know, at least it's something that we have a little bit of control over.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. I do. We've said this before. My heart goes out to people that are really squeamish
around
needles because that's going to be really tricky. But I don't, if you're not... yes, it hurts, but it's like, it's pretty minimal. And yeah, I think going in, that was the part that I was feeling, I don't know, most like doomsday-y about.
Well, and it's,
oh my God, it's going to be so hard and it's really going to hurt. And I'm going to be like,
right.
And who knows? I haven't started the kind of estrogen progesterone side of things. And I've heard that that is more of the like emotions gone wild.
Cool.
Emotions gone wild.
Girls
kind
gone
of
wild.
Yep.
Mom's gone wild.
End of things. But yeah, I think you're right. That has kind of felt like one of the minimal parts of
this. Well, and I will also say that something they should tell you or something they should check in with you on is, are you someone who's good with like directions or like doing things properly?
Because
it's fucking ridiculously difficult. Definitely. Some of the shots. Some of them, the Ganorelix is literally just take the top
preloaded.
Off.
Preloaded, yeah, totally.
But the ones that you have to be pulling things out of the bottles, mm-hmm. I mean, I just think of some of the fuck shows in our lives that like can barely make toast and like, how are they going to be like, hey, you just have to draw out the perfect amount of this and you have to have the negative space and the vacuum. And the, you know, it's like, they should really...
And then your dosage changes often because you're getting monitored, you're getting blood draws, you're getting ultrasounds. And so it's like 100 mils one day and 75 the next. And then remember the
pen thing?
Yes.
Yeah, we need to
talk.
The Follistim.
Dang, then it didn't work. And it's like,
So
that,
Follistim, you need to hire an actual design team. Like, call up some people at Nike or whatever and be like, how do we design this so it actually works? It's like cool in theory, but that was that 90s ass pen was so stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It felt like, remember that period of time, like around when we were in high school, I guess, when like 7-Eleven candy, like everything had like a delivery device?
Yes. Ooh, like the push, like a push pop.
Like a push pop, and they had weird shit where you'd like eat candy out of a toilet. Like it was like, there was a bit of like the gross out factor. That was my favorite one. That was a good one, yeah. But I mean, they had all the things that were like crazy rocket delivery. Like this one's a fucking...
Shove it up your ass.
Yeah, I was. What do you call that?
Suppository.
I was like, supporting.
Or an enema, maybe even.
Yeah, but I mean, all of them had like some sort of delivery device, and like, so it was the amount of waste.
Oh my god, I know.
Plastic waste to just give you some like syrupy liquid or whatever.
Yeah, that's my ninth. Is you prepare yourself for the damage you're gonna do to sweet Mother Earth.
Yeah, because there's
so much packaging.
Yeah, it's like you just shopped at Trader Joe's. Everything's fucking...
Wow, calling out.
Oh, fuck Trader Joe's. I love certain things from Trader Joe's, but like they wrap their bananas.
I know.
It already has a packaging on it.
I know.
Like, don't be a dick.
Yeah, everything's got a plastic case that it rests in, around a box, around some tape, and then to say nothing about the actual, you know, delivery device, the injection.
The needles. Yeah.
I
mean, the idea that you're using a syringe... For every single shot.
Yeah.
Like you can't just take the needle off or something. It's you. It's just you that's using it.
Right.
Like it just seems so crazy to me that you're throwing all this stuff away. And then it's going into this sharps container.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, it just seems like we need to find a better way.
Yeah.
So I just have invented.
Yeah, prepare yourself for that.
I invented bamboo needles that I've going to be doing. They splinter a little.
Yeah, but then they're...
And they're super thick. The size of a boba straw.
But if you get it stuck in your abdomen, it just like reabsorbs or something, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your intestine can fall out through the hole. It's the inch diameter.
Yeah. So those are... That's our list.
I feel like that was good.
Sure.
I like that. It was like the David Letterman top 10 list. Who is Paul? Me.
Really?
Because I'm bald Canadian.
Oh, I thought I was little and was wearing glasses right now.
Oh, so that's true. And you actually are French Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true. So you're Paul Schaefer.
Love it.
Do give me a little Paul Schaefer impression.
Hey, Dave. What's going on with my keyboard right now?
Yeah, that's good. That was kind of a Seinfeld. That's good. And kind of like a pizza guy from New York City. Ay.
Does he say ay?
I always think that he would go like, ah, ah, ah. He always had that weird laugh that like
you just
hear.
See, I never watched David Letterman. I was pulling that right out of
You were a Leno person?
No, I didn't like any of those guys.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not funny.
Letterman had funny stuff on the show. I don't know if he was necessary. I think he was funny in the fact that he wasn't funny. He was funny in that kind of joke that I like where it's like, nobody finds it funny.
Right. And didn't he always go like, oh, or like, he had kind of Rodney Dangerfield thing.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I found that really, really tired.
Yeah. I get it.
Hey guys, thanks
for tuning in to Mikey and Corinne's Culture Corner. Where we talk about our favorite TV hosts of 10 years ago or more.
10?
Ooh, 20, 50.
Hey guys.
Hey.
We hope that you all are safe. We know we've got some West Coast listeners, so we're sending lots of love.
And coming to a state near you, where our smoke is about to blow the fuck across the country.
I was just
watching it, and the wind is starting to change, and it's blowing it all into like Colorado, and there's so much of it. Oof. It might make it to the East Coast. So you're welcome.
God. Yeah. What a gift.
What a gift. As always, let's eat at MikeyandRinStayIn.com. Send us your thoughts, stories, send us your nudes.
No fire tornado pics.
No. Nudes, and the nudes can only be noodles that you've made at your house.
Yes.
We don't want you going
out. With a mask on.
Yeah, with a mask on. But yeah, we want to see the noodles that you're making, that you're eating.
Yeah.
Send us your nudes.
I love it.
At Mikey and Rin on IG. MikeyandRinStayIn.com. If you want to just like check out our pretty faces and our cool website, I don't know. I love it.
Definitely.
Yeah, but we'll be back super soon. Having a guest has kind of eluded us.
Yeah.
But we're gonna have a guest very soon. And if you just want to hear us for the end of time,
which is coming soon.
Oh, I hope so. God, wouldn't that be? If it could come before the election, I'm too nervous about the election. Anyways, let's just wipe out humanity. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys so much. We really always, always just are so touched that you're listening.
We dig that you listen. If you want any, oh, that's the other thing. We have some people that are always reaching out for kind of recipe tips or, you know, we've kind of like sporadically been doing foodie stuff throughout the.
Ooh, I have a really good.
Oh,
I mean, what I've been.
That?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been chomping some feelings these days. I found what I think is the best recipe for a grain-free, like snickerdoodly kind of cookie. Well, shortbread. It's more.
I was going to say it's a shortbread sort of. It's awesome because it doesn't spread at all. It's just it's very dense.
Yeah, the recipe is a little tedious because you have to do a fair amount of like freezing of things and then taking them out. But God dang, they're delicious.
And so there's
a paleo version and then also a keto version. And I kind of did a hybrid of both.
Yeah.
And wow.
I know. We're going to do the next version of them. You used LeCanto to sweeten it. So a monk fruit sweetener, which is super good.
That way down.
It's hyper sweet.
Yeah.
But they're so good. But we'll link to that.
Yeah. I'll totally link to that recipe. It is out of this world.
I like it. So, yeah, if you ever want to know anything else that we're doing, like we're making a lot of bone broth and we're curing egg yolks and we're, I don't know, eating dry ramen noodle out of the bag. I'll tell you which ones I like the most. But
classy.
Hit us up. What'd you say?
Classy.
Oh, classy. You know it. but yeah, thanks you guys. We love you and you'll hear from us next week.
Yeah.
For now, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Rin.
And tonight... we're gonna stay in.
We're gonna stay in.
We're staying in because it's smoky as shit outside and I don't want to get my lungs to die.
It's really smoky and my lungs kind of hurt.
Something. Squirt.
My nose to squirt.
Love you guys. We're stupid.
Love you.
Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list. Teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.